This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Humberto Perez Jr. Date of birth, May the 5th, 1971. Case ID number is 586-8498. Date of exam, June the 20th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. Harlingen VA Clinic, dated 3/24/23. Identifying information, this is a 52-year-old separated male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of knee/shoulder/hand/wrist/arm pain, diabetes mellitus, sleep apnea, post-traumatic stress disorder, and heart problems. The claimant is presently employed at Brooks County Bridge Mechanic Shop, where he has been a mechanic for 23 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer house and is receiving disability with the Veterans Administration. Allegation number one, knee/shoulder/hand/wrist/arm pain. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, sleep apnea. Number four, post-traumatic stress disorder. Number five, heart problems. History of allegations. Number one, knee/shoulder/hand/wrist/arm pain. The claimant states that in 2013, he started to develop osteoarthritis in all his joints, but especially the shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, and both knees. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, and x-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. The claimant sustained a fracture of the fifth metacarpal bone of the right hand in 1992 and has been told that he will need a right knee replacement, but they have told him he is too young to have the right knee surgery done. He has also had multiple steroid injections placed in different parts of his joints for pain. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 2 hours, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices he uses, and his physician is Dr. Garcia. He is presently taking meloxicam 15 milligrams QD and Celebrex 200 milligrams QD, which does give him relief. He takes it alternately. The claimant states he does minor physical activity and mainly works as a mechanic at this time. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 20 pounds. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands and feet and cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose 3 times per week and states it usually comes out between 120 to 140 milligrams/DL. The lowest that it's ever been has been 110 milligrams/DL, and the highest it's ever been is 369 milligrams/DL. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C is, but states that he has been fairly well controlled with the medication that he's taking. He is presently on metformin, 500 milligrams QD, and glipizide, 10 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be well controlled. Allegation number three, sleep apnea. The claimant states that in 2014, he was diagnosed with sleep apnea at the Veterans Administration Hospital. He states the shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 1 mile, comma, climbing 2 flights of stairs, comma, and sometimes with seasonal changes. He denies any shortness of breath with talking or resting. The claimant does not smoke cigarettes but has a history of chewing tobacco. He has not been hospitalized for his condition and is presently on no inhalers, comma, steroids, or oxygen. He does use a CPAP machine at home every night. He was diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea, and his condition is stable at this time. Allegation number four, post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that in 2018, he had an incident where he punched a kid out who wouldn't leave his property and was arrested and sent for therapy for 3 years for anger management. He states that caused a stress in his marriage, and he is presently separated from his wife at this time. He states that occasionally he has sadness, comma, insomnia, comma, and sometimes episodes of anger. He denies any problems with his appetite and denies any suicidal ideation or attempts in the past. He does not have any problems with his concentration or motivation. And he appears to be doing fairly well at this time. He did stop the medications that he was taking secondary to them causing him to sleep all the time, and he wasn't able to work. But he states his condition is much better, and he appears to be doing well. Allegation number five, heart problems. The claimant states that in 2019, he presented himself to Christus Spahn Shoreline Hospital and was hospitalized for 1 day, secondary to having sharp chest pains on the left side of his chest, which would radiate up to his neck area. He states he had been having those for 2 days, and that now he has been treated. He only has it once a month. He states when he exerts himself, he has chest pain. He is presently not on any nitroglycerin and states that resting helps to relieve the chest pain. His symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, and dizziness. He denies any nausea or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, smoking, comma, and high cholesterol. The claimant does have a history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, gastritis, comma, but no symptoms of hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. He does suffer from shortness of breath and has to sleep with 3 pillows at night, and occasionally has pedal edema. He was diagnosed with coronary artery disease with stable angina and possibly mild heart failure. His condition appears to be stable at this time, and his blood pressure was 156 over 90. Family history. The father died of a myocardial infarction at the age of 69. His mother is 74 and has had cancer of the breast and spine area, along with hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications, glipizide, 10 milligrams QD, Isorbide mononitrate, 30 milligrams QD, finasteride, 5 milligrams QD, hydrochlorothiazide, 20 milligrams QD, methylcarbinol, 500 milligrams BID, rosuvastatin, calcium, 40 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 40 milligrams QD, amlodipine, bisalate, 10 milligrams QD, Celebrex, 200 milligrams QD, metformin, hydrochloride, 500 milligrams QD, meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD, fish oil, 1,000 milligrams QD, B-complex vitamin QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, benign benign prostatic hypertrophy, comma, sleep apnea, comma, obesity, comma, osteoarthritis of all joints, comma, history of a fifth metacarpal fracture in 1992. Social history. The claimant states he does not smoke cigarettes, but he chews tobacco, and he's done that for 23 years. The claimant states he drinks socially. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used cocaine was in 2003. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight 303 pounds. Height 5 feet 11 inches tall. BP 156 over 90 mmHg. Heart rate 77 beats per minute. Respiration 18 respirations per minute. BMI 41. General. This is a 52-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant is morbidly obese and physical examination was somewhat difficult. Could you please drop down to after a neurological exam? On the last page, x-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting and some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restrictive limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild osteoarthritis. Probable diagnoses, number one, knee / shoulder / hand / rear / arm pain, secondary to osteoarthritis, appears to be mild at this time. His exam was normal. Number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. Number three, obstructive sleep apnea, being treated with a CPAP machine. The claimant appears to be doing fairly well at this time and is being treated. Number four, post-traumatic stress disorder, stable at this time. The claimant is not taking his medications secondary to the side effects, but he appears to be doing well without the medications. Number five, coronary artery disease with angina and possibly mild heart failure. Not confirmed with medical records, but appears to be doing well with the multiple medications that have been prescribed for him. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Humberto Perez, Jr.